And the last part, I thought, we should look at the sixth and ninth commandments. It is on consecrated chastity. Just three things. Consecrated chastity was practiced by Christ and Our Lady. In other words, when God became man, He practiced what we call consecrated chastity. God, though a true man, did not enter marriage. And the reason is obvious. God wanted to show that by becoming man, he is indeed, shall we say, the progenitor of many, many offspring. But as he told Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." And sisters, we begin to understand the meaning of consecrated chastity once we realize the purpose of consecrated chastity is to be more reproductive, more fertile, more fruitful. To do what? To bring offspring into heaven. As we know so well, two people don't even have to be married to reproduce themselves physically. But our purpose, that sisters accept, of course, for following the example of Christ, and in terms of purpose, the, capital T, capital H, capital E, the purpose of consecrated chastity is that we might be more fruitful. You might be mothers in bringing children to heaven. As a priest, they call me father. And the main reason is I might then generate children for heaven. Because as we know, sadly, there are millions of conceptions and births, but we are not made for this world. We are made for the world to come. And that, sisters, over the centuries, from the first century until the end of the world, the most fruitful in producing offspring for heaven will be those who have lived a life of consecrated chastity. We do have a spouse. Our spouse is Jesus Christ. And we sacrifice. We sacrifice natural wedlock. Not to be sterile. Oh no. We are to be more, as the church says, more fruitful, more fertile. And the condition for spiritual fertility, is bodily consecrated chastity. Not to know that is not know the ABCs of consecrated life. And it was practiced from the first century. The first religious, of course, the very first religious were the apostles. Well, the first communities had to be in hiding. There are women who dedicated their lives as virgins to Christ first century. And we know in the age of martyrs, not a few women died a martyr's death, rather than, hear it, sisters, rather than Mary. Name one woman saint who is a martyr for a consecrated chastity. Name one. You allow. Saint Agnes. Say, well, sister. Pardon me. Saint Agnes. And many others. Now the purpose, four purposes held on by the church, following of Christ, greater fruitfulness, witness to grace, sisters, there is no way we could live a life of faithfulness to our consecrated chastity except through extraordinary grace. And the grace in theology, sisters, we call miraculous grace. Do you still hear me? I like to say this because it illustrates how the world thinks. For 5 years, I was told by my superiors to teach at a state university. I was teaching Jesuits their theology. Superiors told me to start teaching at a state university. Well, at the end of my first year of teaching, one of my fellow professors in the department came to my office and said, John, I thought I would tell you this. When we hired you, we were sure that no priest remains faithful to what they call celibacy, and you are religious on top of it. We didn't believe you could possibly be faithful to your, well, what you call consecrated chastity. So we watched you, and we couldn't prove you were unfaithful to your consecrated chastity. So we hired a woman. We paid her good money to seduce you. And the poor lady, she got the money, but she flunked. She did not succeed. The world just, when they see us and faithful to our consecrated chastity, they shake their heads. This is impossible. And the answer is yes. It is impossible to human nature. But possible, obviously, with God's grace, and then witness to the world. Oh, sisters, the world needs our witness. Married people to be faithful each to their married spouse. Unmarried people to remain, well, practicing chastity before marriage. In my 5 years of teaching at the State University, one of my women students came to me and she said, we women, and there were 10,000 women at the university, women, most of us have decided, by Christmas, we decide, there is no way we can't preserve our virginity. No way. The pressure is too great. And that is why we, living consecrated chastity, sisters, the world needs our witness.